Hey everybody, Tyson's Honor here for another episode of The Daily Dose of Awesome. I am filling in for Fernie Ceballos today. First, I'm going to check and make sure that we are in fact live and that you guys can hear me before we dig into today's topic, which by the way is the end of MLM. What? Wait, hold on. What are you talking about, Tyson? We're going to talk about a big question that I hear from a lot of people, especially in network marketing, that ask me, should I lead with my business opportunity, or should I lead with my product? In other words, product, I mean by product, I mean the thing, the consumable thing, whether it's a service that you're offering or it's a product or whatever they can consume. Should I lead with that thing, or should I be leading with the make money message, the opportunity? And we're going to talk about both sides of the debate, and I'm going to tell you why opportunity pushers could potentially have a big target on their back and hopefully help you to make some informed decisions. So if you guys will let me know, I'm going to try and look down here at a at another screen to see if I can see your comments or not. Let's find out if you guys can see me, if I am in fact live. I'm hoping that I am, but I'm not seeing any comments come through. So actually, I'm not even finding this, so hopefully we're live. I'm not seeing this in the EMP group. I'm trying this on a different software today. So I'll tell you what, Andrew, if you're watching, I don't know if Andrew's watching, if one of you guys will text me and just give me a heads up and let me know if I'm live, and that way I can just kind of keep going, and if not, I'll shut this down and go to my phone instead. But either way, I'm going to dig into today's content, and if I can eventually find where, actually, you know what, I got one other idea here, hold on, that I might be able to find the page, and then we're going to get rolling on this sucker today. Technology stuff is awesome, don't you know it? All right, so I'm not seeing it there either, but that's all right. So let's go ahead and dig in. All right, so what I want to talk about today, like I said, is the question, should I lead with my product or should I lead with my opportunity? And I think what many of you should take away from this is that I'm gonna try to persuade you slightly. There's no right or wrong answer, but I'm gonna give you three reasons why you might want to consider leading with your product, the consumable thing, instead of the make money message, instead of the hey, join this thing and we can all get rich message, right? And those three reasons, let me give them to you quickly, and then I'm gonna break each one of them down individually. So the first one is stability. The second one is duplication, and the third one is compliance, all right? So, all right, Hillary says that I'm live and they can hear me. That's great. Thank you for letting me know that, Hillary. I appreciate that. So let's break each one of those down right now, and let's talk about why you might want to consider leading with your product. So the first one is stability, right? A stable business has to have what? It has to have customers, and not just any customers, it has to have loyal customers, customers that want to come back and keep consuming that product. You have to keep bringing in revenue every single month. And if you are not building a stable base of customers, you're building like a house of cards that, you know, one flick of a card at the bottom of that pyramid, funny word, right, can cause the entire thing to crumble. And the other thing about leading with the opportunity over the product is that it would be weird if any other business led with a make money message. I mean, think about if half the people who were coming into Burger King said, hey, I'd like to have your burgers, and the other 50% were coming in saying, hey, I'd like to also start a Burger King. That's weird, right? It doesn't make sense in the normal realm of business. And so as business owners, you know, Burger King has to have people consistently coming in consuming their burgers, their fries, their sandwiches, whatever, right, in order to have a stable business. And in a way, it's really kind of weird if we go to all of our prospects and we say, hey, I just started a business, I'm going to make a bunch of money, and you should start one too. This is why your friends and your family give you weird looks, and they think you're in a scam, in a scheme, right? And the other thing to consider is regarding stability is what happens to the people who don't make money once They're, because like when people join an opportunity to just make money, they're really fired up in the beginning, right? I mean, like that first 2 weeks, it's like it's like honeymoon period. Their excitement levels are off the freaking charts and they're ready to go out and they're like, I'm going to crush this thing. And then all of a sudden that high wears off and they realize, oh, this is like hard work. I got to put in the work and it takes time and the excitement level goes away and they just kind of fizzle out. Well, what happens if they were only consuming the product so that they could qualify for commissions, if they didn't really believe in the product? Well, number one, they're going to have a hard time promoting something they don't believe in anyway. And number two, if they were only buying the product so that they could be eligible for commissions, they are probably going to stop using the product, which means you're losing a customer, you're losing stable revenue, right? And then the other thing regarding stability is I want you to consider that a lot of people, they decide to become a business builder after they've gotten hooked on the product. And so there's so many people who are so anxious to just like have a big team of people out there building that they're like, well, I'm just going to go talk money message to everybody. Money, 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 money. And they say, here to everybody they talk to, it's all about the money. But what I have found personally is that the people who lead with the product and they get product ambassadors almost, people who are genuinely sold on the product, they start using the product, they get great results, they have testimonials and stories that they can share with people. What happens is those people who maybe initially were not thinking about being business builders, they decide to be business builders because of their belief in the product. And what happens? They're probably going to be much more committed to the business building process. They're probably going to be much more persuasive in their attempts to talk to other people because they have a personal story that's built on an actual product that works. And so those people are actually going to stick around a lot longer. And so when you do that, you're actually playing the long-term game, which works a whole lot better in my personal opinion and experience. All right, so that's all about stability. The second reason I said was duplication. So if you are a network marketer, you know that it doesn't matter what you do if your team cannot duplicate as well, because there are certain businesses where transactions are king, right? Where the more transactions I can make, the more money I can make. That's not the case in network marketing. In network marketing, it's not about how many transactions you can make. It's about how many people can I help duplicate what I've done, right? And I want you to just ask yourself this question. What's more duplicatable, right? Is it more duplicatable for a brand new person who has never started a business before in their life? And let's face it, that's a large percentage of the people who join network marketing. They're joining network marketing because they have an entrepreneurial spirit. They want to create freedom and a lifestyle that they enjoy, but they either don't have any business experience, they don't have a background in making money, they've never done it before, they don't have the capital to buy, you know, go out and buy a pizza shop and buy brick ovens and whatever a brick and mortar business would cost. And so a network marketing opportunity is a very accessible way for a brand new person who doesn't have any experience in business to get started making money from home. And it's an amazing opportunity, nothing quite like it. But I want you to ask yourself, for the average person who's never created business success before, what's more duplicatable? Is it more duplicatable for them to go to grandma, right? If they're talking to their warm market, which you certainly can do. That's not necessarily something that I enjoy doing or teaching. And in Elite Marketing Pro, they teach you how to go out and find interested prospects so you don't have to bug your friends and family. But having said all of that, let's just say for argument's sake that you did want to teach a new recruit to go talk to their friends and family. Is it more duplicatable for, you know, Joe Smith or, you know, Susie Smith, brand new distributor, to go out and talk to grandma and say, hey, grandma, I just joined a company and I'm going to get rich and you should join it and you're going to get rich too? Oh my gosh. It's like, that, guys, that's why people think we're in a scam. That's why everybody thinks it's a scheme. And to be honest, if you're only recruiting to recruit, you are in a scheme. You are in a scam. If there is no really valuable consumable product to back up the compensation plan and you're only recruiting to recruit, that's the definition of a scheme. But when we have a real product that helps people, and we're moving the product, not only is it not seen as a scam, but it's also a lot more duplicatable, because while Susie Smith, brand new distributor with no experience, might not be able to go to grandma and say, hey, grandma, you're going to get rich. Grandma's going to go, honey, you ain't never made a dollar before in business in your life. How in the world are you going to do this, right? You're in a scheme. Run away. But if Susie goes to grandma instead and says this, hey, grandma, listen, I just started a new business. I would love it if you would support me by trying out the product for 30 days and telling me what you would think. You don't have to keep doing it. If you like the product, I would love it if you stayed a customer and supported me in this new business journey. But if you don't like it, that's okay. I'd love your feedback on the product anyway. Now, which one of those two approaches is more duplicatable for the average person that's joining a network marketing opportunity? Obviously, it's number two. And yeah, okay, yes, maybe there are some doctors and business tycoons in your community that can easily go out with the money message. Maybe they can go out and they can just say, hey, listen, I joined this thing and it's going to make a bunch of money. It's a ground floor opportunity. You should get in. I know business and I know opportunities when I see them. And because of their past history, that might work great for them, but it's not going to work for the majority of people that join. So, and guys, I've heard both sides of the debate. I've heard network marketers who've been very successful with the money message who have said, well, listen, everybody wants to make money, right? And so that's why you should lead with the money message. And in some instances, maybe with your warm market and maybe with prospecting, it's okay. And maybe you disagree with me on the first two points. But here's the thing, guys. If you disagree with me on stability, if you say, no, I've seen lots of network marketers build stable businesses by leading only with the opportunity. All right, fine, fair enough. Maybe you argue with me on duplication. No, I've taught my team how to duplicate by leading with the money message, and it works great. Fine. We can debate those two points all day, but what I do not think you're going to be able to debate me on is point number three, which is compliance. Because, guys, the FTC, let's be honest, they are done with the network marketing space. They are so sick of it. They've basically said, we have allowed you guys to self-regulate for so long that we're done with the way that you guys have been running your businesses. You still have people out there flashing cash, making, you know, hyped up business promises, building opportunities around a comp plan instead of building it around a product. And they've said, done. Stop. And if you don't believe that's true, just look at the news over the past few years. I won't name company names, but we all know that there are companies out there that they have been shut down. The FTC has imposed rules and said, you can't be building your business this way. In fact, the FTC in one company, they actually told them, you have to have at least 80% of your business volume generated from product users and only 20% from people who are building the money-making opportunity or the business opportunity. With another one, they made it 50-50. With another company, they were a little less harsh, but they said, look, we're going to make a 50-50 rule here. Your distributors cannot get paid unless at least 50% of their volume is coming from product users alone, not people who are trying to make money, not people who are buying the product just so that they can qualify for commissions, only product users. So what's the FTC doing, guys? The FTC is setting a precedent for the rest of the industry. And if it hasn't hit your company or other companies yet, it's gonna eventually, if not this year, if not next year, soon enough, the FTC is going to start cracking down on enough companies where they're going to say, you've got to be focusing on product users. And guys, I believe personally that it's a more stable business model. It is, it's easier for the new person to duplicate. And let's just say one last thing. If you are doing any kind of advertising online, Facebook, Google, whatever, right? Well, let's be honest, Facebook and Google, they hate the money-making message, and I have found it works less and less and less as more and more people get immune to that message. They've seen the hyped up, let me take a picture in front of this rented mansion or my buddy's, you know, some Lamborghini that I rented for the day and flash cash to show how successful I am, when in reality they're living in their parents' basement. People are so sick of that hyped up message, and they see that, and they're immediately, their guard goes up. And on top of that, Facebook hates it. So it doesn't work. Facebook hates it. Why does Facebook hate it? Let's address this, and then we'll log off. Let me know, by the way, if you've gotten value from this. Even though I can't see your comments, I wish I could. But I'm gonna go back to Facebook and see if I can see the comments here at all, so I can interact with you guys. And if not, I'll figure out how to do it on the next one. Oh, there it is. I found it. Perfect. So give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs up. Give me some comments. If this has been useful, Gloria's saying, I totally agree. I like leading with the product. It's good to hear validation from a top earner. Option two for sure. Great. So I'm glad that I can actually hear you guys or see your comments at this point. So if this has been valuable, give me some thumbs up, some likes, some comments, some more comments in the box. Share it around with some other people if you know people who could get value from this. And let me just say one last thing regarding advertising on Facebook, advertising on Google. First of all, their audience base, just people online in general, are done with the hyped up message anyway. So even if you're not doing paid advertising, it's probably not going to work as well. And number two, if you're doing any kind of paid media, you are in great danger of not only being out of compliance, but also getting your ad accounts shut down at the worst, and at the least, just not even being able to get your ads run. So let's ask this question. Why does Facebook and Google, why do they hate the money message? Why are they hate it as much as the FTC? So is it because, I've heard a lot of people say, you know what, Facebook hates affiliate marketers. They don't like networkers. That's actually not true. Facebook doesn't give two craps what you're promoting. They really don't. All Facebook and Google care about is two things. They care about the experience of their users, because if their users don't have a good experience on their platform, they no longer have a business. And so if everybody's like, crap, I'm seeing all the spammy, crappy, hyped up messages in my newsfeed and I'm sick of it, and they don't like that, and they keep saying spam, spam, spam on to Facebook on their newsfeed, Facebook says, we don't want this kind of message on our platform. So that's reason number one. But the bigger and more important reason is lawsuits. Right? Think about this for a minute. Facebook and Google are a huge target because they are billion-dollar companies. They do not want to get sued by, you know, if let's say somebody sees your money-making message that says, hey, make $10,000 in your first month, and they go off and they're like, hey, this sounds like a great deal. I'm going to join it. And they lose their life savings, and now they're living in the poorhouse, and their family left them. Who do you think they're going to sue if they wanted to have a lawsuit? Are they going to come after you? Probably not. They're going to go after the deep pockets. They're going to say, well, Facebook promised me. I saw this thing on Facebook that said I could make $10,000 a month in my first 30 days. And so Facebook lied to me, and I'm going to go sue Facebook. So guys, Facebook and Google don't like the money-making message anyway for those two reasons, because of the user experience, the users hate it, and because of the exposure that it gives them to lawsuits and having people sue them, right? So you guys have to start figuring out, am I going to start building a stable business that's based on product users, or am I going to build another hypey pyramid scheme scam? I hope that you choose the former as opposed to the latter, but those are just my two cents. I know this is kind of a hot topic. It's kind of a debatable topic. I know a lot of top earners that would argue with me and say, no. Everybody wants to make money. You should lead with the money message. Well, maybe after hearing today's three points, they'll change their mind. I don't know. My goal is not to change anyone's mind. It's just to share with you what I believe is the case. So give me a few more comments in the box. I'd love to say hello before I log off and finish up for the day. So hello, Gloria. Hello, Sonia. Hello, Trish. Hello, Ingrid, Francesca, Monto, Stefan, Mary, Rebecca, Joshua Parnell's on here, Nancy, Scott, Susie, Gloria, Dawn, welcome everybody, and thank you for attending. So if you got value out of this, once again, give it some thumbs up, some hearts, some likes, share it around to some people that you know that could get value and benefit from it. And for today, that's all I've got. I'm going to go ahead and log off, and we will see you guys on the next Daily Dose of Awesome. For now, this is Tyson's Honor saying have a great day, signing out for today. Take care. Have a great weekend, folks. Bye.